The Erica Kirk rabbit hole just got a whole lot deeper. Shocking revelations from her past are blowing the child trafficking accusations sky high. And while the mainstream media scrambles to mislead and distract the public, we've got the documents and the videos the world has been waiting for. This isn't speculation, this is evidence. And tonight, we're going to show you what they never wanted you to see. Behind the carefully scripted backstory, we find criminal referrals, intelligence contracts, and Israeli connections that lead straight into the heart of Obama's deep state. So the question isn't whether the official narrative is true, the question is, who benefits from the lies and misdirection? Before we dive in, I just want to tell you about an important service that helps you protect your privacy from the deep state. Our partner VP.net isn't just another VPN, it's the next evolution in private browsing. Built with unbreakable zero-logging architecture. That means no records, no traces. Nothing for the globalists to snoop on. Visit vp.net/tpv for more. Last week, we broke the story that Erica Kirk's backstory doesn't add up. We revealed that her NGO, a Romanian-based charity called Romanian Angels, sent orphans to Israel, the UK, and undisclosed islands. And we revealed that Romanian Angels is linked to long-standing allegations of child trafficking in Romania. When we dropped that report, the mainstream media went into full attack mode. Fact checkers were deployed. Influencers on Israel's payroll were ordered to smear us. Death threats came in. According to fact checkers, there's no evidence that Erica Kirk's Romanian Angels was accused of trafficking children. They say it's been debunked. But that's a lie. The mainstream media and their so-called fact checkers are not telling you the full story. They're not even telling you 1% of the truth. We've got the receipts, straight out of Romania. Documents, testimony, and even records showing the prices paid for underage girls. Romanian Angels, co-founded by Erica Kirk and her mother during the Obama administration, ran from 2011 to 2017. And during that same period, something explosive surfaced. Allegations that a child brothel was operating on the NATO airbase in Romania. Anna Maria, a Romanian translator working on that very base, came forward and accused US military personnel of trafficking underage girls. And we're not talking about some fringe figure. As a NATO translator, Anna had access to the highest levels of power. She was in the room with world leaders. She even met Joe Biden, who at the time was serving as Obama's vice president. She named names, Colonel Otto Busher III and his senior adjutant Lloyd Sparks. She said this had been happening since 2011. How did she know? Because she saw it. Her office was right next to Colonel Bush's. She says she watched as young girls were brought in and never registered and never accounted for. And that's when she started digging. And that's how the child brothel story that rocked Romania at the time finally came to light. And when Anna Maria's computer broke down, she was accidentally given a replacement laptop that hadn't been wiped. It had belonged to a Romanian employee on the base whose job was to translate Commander Otto Busher's messages to prostitutes. And those files were still on the hard drive. Not just the conversations, but the amounts paid for sexual services. Later, a man referred to as L in the official records tried to delete those files from Anna Maria's system, but it was already too late. She'd saved them. And today, those files are in our possession. Inside them, clear as day, are the prices, the transactions, that Anna says links to the commander himself. Digital records, hard proof, evidence of the buying and selling of underage girls, some of whom were allegedly kept under armed guard. Now, once again, you'll hear the mainstream media claim over and over again that there's no evidence linking these allegations to the military personnel or linking these allegations to Erica Kirk and her family. The problem is that the mainstream media is refusing to tell you why there is no quote-unquote credible evidence linking the two. And the reason why could serve as a valid explanation for why Erica decided to host her non-profit organisation in Romania of all places. Here's why. In 2001, the US and Romanian government signed an agreement. Any crimes committed by US personnel on Romanian soil would be investigated exclusively by the US government. Romania has no power to prosecute them. In other words, if Colonel Busher or anybody else on that base was guilty of operating a child brothel, the public would never know. Because do you really think that the Obama administration, with the likes of Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, would have prosecuted a case of child sex trafficking? Anna Maria accuses both the US and Romanian governments of a massive cover-up. But maybe it's all just a huge coincidence, and Erica couldn't have possibly known about any of this. Except in Erica's promotional videos for Romanian Angels, she personally thanks Colonel Busher for everything that he's done for her organization that was connecting orphans with military personnel.
In 2012, Erica Kirk, then Erica Francvi, competed in the 2012 Miss USA pageant as Miss Arizona, started working for Donald Trump, and then immediately after that went to Romania and posted this following video on her Vimeo page 12 years ago.
I believe that we all have angels in our lives, and these are my little angels from Antonio Placement Center in Constanța, Romania.
The person and the organization that she thanks at the end of that video, Colonel Busher and Associa United Hands Romania, have proven ties to child trafficking at multiple different points of their time in Romania. According to ctnews.ro, Associa United Hands Romania had close ties with the U.S. military at the Black Sea Rotational Force 17.1 and at the Mihal Kogalsanu military base. Now, forgive me for these pronunciations. I don't speak Romanian. In this article from January of 2020 from activenews.ro, I translated it, so let me just read it to you. It says, a former translator from the American base in Kogalnisanu accuses a real brothel operated here where minors were brought in. The woman filed a criminal complaint with DICOT, D-I-I-C-O-T, requesting that the Kogalnisanu file be connected to the Carasal Develselu file. DICOT is the branch of the Romanian government that investigates organized crime.
To this day, Erica Kirk has never addressed the allegations against Colonel Busher, never spoken out, never condemned a single accusation tied to that base, even after shutting down Romanian Angels. Which is very strange, considering she's on record thanking a man accused of running a child brothel for helping her coordinate her non-profit organization in Romania. And when the fact-checkers tell you there's no evidence, ask them about the DICOT criminal referral. It's there in black and white. The entire timeline of accusations tied to this base lines up exactly with the years Erica Kirk was working directly with orphan children. And then suddenly, she shut it down when the Obama administration left office, without ever giving a clear explanation why. Nor has Erica ever explained how she managed to get directly connected with Colonel Busher, or how he became involved with her orphan non-profit in the first place. The most likely link? Her mother, with her deep state ties inside Obama's Department of Homeland Security and Department of Defense. At this point, it's not just Erica who has to answer questions, her mother does too. Because if you think this rabbit hole is deep, you haven't heard anything yet. Erica Kirk's backstory makes less sense than Obama's origin story, and it's tangled up with just as many three-letter agencies. The full report is coming up right after this important word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
They took some what you've heard they've taken?
Ivermectin. Fenbendazole. Yeah.
That stuff.
I'm hearing that a lot.
There's drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Erica Kirk's backstory is more tangled and contrived than Barack Obama's official narrative. And that's saying something. Two main storylines have always been pushed about her parents. Nobody really knows who her dad is. Her mum raised her all on her own. And supposedly the reason she ended up in Scottsdale, Arizona instead of Ohio was because her parents got divorced. Now, why did people believe this version of events? Because Erica said it herself. And because the media, as usual, just went along with it, never questioning the obvious holes in her story. Here's the truth. Her parents are Laurie and Kent Fransvi. Yes, they divorced. And yes, Erica and her mum moved to Scottsdale. But no, she didn't move because of the divorce. By Erica's own words, her mum went to Arizona for a business opportunity. One that just so happened to connect back to the murkiest corners of the Obama deep state. With her background in the Department of Homeland Security and her connections with the DOD, it made sense for her to set up shop in a place where those deep state connections could be leveraged.
How did your mom choose Phoenix?
So she chose to move to Phoenix from Ohio because there was more of an opportunity for a female business owner out here, especially from the standpoint of she was getting involved with the government, so Homeland Security and Department of Defense. And so she had other business partners that were out here that were already in that industry, even one that was a mentor of hers. So it was really convenient to be able to come all together in one place to really have that.
Erica has repeated over and over that she was raised by a single mother. The media echoes it constantly, painting a picture where her father Kent is practically invisible. They pretend like he had nothing to do with her upbringing. But here's the twist. While people have been busy trying to tie AZ Tech and its Israeli connections to Kent Fransvi, it wasn't Kent who launched the business at all. It was Laurie, Erica's mother. And yet Kent, the father, who was supposedly absent from Erica's life after the divorce, just so happened to be listed as the company's program research director. That's right. The company, founded in 2003 and based in Scottsdale, Arizona, connects both parents. Even more telling, for most of her public career, Erica carefully crafted the image that her dad wasn't around. But in this very video, she openly admits that he was part of her life and living in Scottsdale with them. So why spend years hiding that? Why build an entire narrative of a single mum struggle story when the truth was sitting right there?
But my father ended up moving out here as well because my grandparents had a home out in Sun City. And so it took a little bit to get everyone out here. It took several years, but by that time, everyone was out here. So we had a little bit more family than just us.
Here's where the backstory really goes off-piste. Yes, Kent is Jewish and does have ties to the Israeli deep state. But hold on, because this is where things get even stranger. Laurie, not Kent, created a subsidiary of AZ Tech called G-Tech Industries, a so-called security firm. But G-Tech wasn't just some local tech outfit. They were working with the Department of Defense, Lockheed Martin, the NSA, and even elements of the intelligence community. So the question becomes, what exactly was Laurie building in Scottsdale? And why was it so carefully hidden behind this plucky single mum narrative of divorce and struggle? And yes, people, your suspicions were correct. Laurie's companies, AZ Tech and E3 Tech, weren't just dabbling in small-time defense contracts. They were directly involved in projects related to Israel's Iron Dome through collaborations with Raytheon.
These are missiles from Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system, a land-based system that intercepts and destroys short-range rockets and mortars. It has become a bedrock of the country's defense since its introduction in 2011.
And it doesn't stop there. The firms were tied into multiple projects across the Department of Defense and the intelligence community. They even boast that they specialize in EMP or electromagnetic pulse proofing. So ask yourself, why has the media sold us the single mom storyline while quietly ignoring the fact that Erica's family was plugged directly into some of the most sensitive defense and intelligence programs in the world? Also ask yourself, is it starting to make sense how Erica Kirk was able to set up an NGO for orphans that connected them with high-level military operatives in NATO bases across Europe? With this in mind, do you really believe Erica's story about accidentally meeting Charlie Kirk while she just so happens to be in Israel with her mom.
Just know that nothing is by mistake. Nothing. I will never forget the time I was in Israel with my husband. Well, not with, that was the second time, but the first time with my mother on a pilgrimage. And I was standing in the ticket line. And I remember looking behind me. And in the snake of the ticket line was a guy who looked very familiar. I had no idea who he was. And I told my mom, this guy looks so familiar. And as a typical mother, she said, go and say hi. No. We were late for our flight, and I'm not going to come off like a crazy person with a, that's just weird. That ended up being Charlie. Nothing is by coincidence. Now, did we know that? No, not until we were like 3 months into our relationship and looking at timestamps, seeing that both of us were in Israel at the same time. But nothing is by coincidence.
With her family's deep ties to defense contractors, intelligence circles, and even projects tied directly to Israel's security state, are we supposed to buy that this was some random coincidence? Whenever you're staring at a false flag that doesn't add up, stop and ask yourself, who benefits? Because when something smells off, it usually is. It's called Occam's razor. And the fastest way to get to the truth isn't the press releases or the official statements, it's to follow the money, track the contracts. Look at who ends up richer, more powerful, or more protected after the dust settles. That's where the real story always lives. Literally minutes after Charlie Kirk was shot, Benjamin Netanyahu was spamming social media with messages about the tragedy, somehow managing to make it all about him. As the dust settles, nothing has changed. Since the assassination, Israel has seized even more power in the US, with Netanyahu going on record admitting that he's waging war on Americans with propaganda. And social media is Israel's new battleground.
We're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well, okay? And you can't fight with cavalry. That doesn't work very well. And you have these new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is class.
Followers.
Yeah. TikTok. Number one. And I hope it goes through because it's it can be consequential. Mm-hmm. And the other one, what's the other one that's most important?
X.
Exactly. Successful. Very good. And, you know, so we have to talk to Elon. He's not an enemy. He's a friend. We should talk to him. Now, if we can get those two things, we get a lot, and I could go on other things, but that's not the point right now. We have to fight the fight.
Israel now controls the US TikTok algorithm, and Netanyahu's propaganda war is already raging in America. Let's be clear. He's commissioning Americans to fight against their fellow Americans in order to secure support for the state of Israel. He's not just meeting with AI developers for tech talks. He's meeting with them to push an agenda, to make sure Israeli propaganda gets baked right into the algorithms themselves. And meanwhile, on Israeli-controlled TikTok, users are reporting the sudden change in content moderation rules. Comments such as this one, stating that Democrats and Republicans in Congress are both controlled by AIPAC, are now being removed for violating community standards. TikTok is now being run by Oracle, their CEO, born in Israel. And their CTO, Larry Ellison, he's not just any billionaire, he's a Zionist, the second richest man in the world, and the single largest private donor to the IDF. Think about that. An American citizen funneling billions into a foreign military. How's that right? How is that legal?
We have two CEOs at Oracle. One's name is Safra Katz, and she was born in Israel. So, again, we love the country of Israel, and we'll do everything we can to support the country of Israel.
So ask yourself again, who really benefited since the assassination? Who walks away with more power? Who came out richer? Because once you answer those questions, the truth stops looking like a mystery and starts looking like a blueprint. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do it without you.